Slightly Damaged News.
Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It helps if we open with the right opening, doesn't it? Sorry. Hi. It's Living in Sin, and we're once again total slack-ass jerk-offs who just can't get shit right. Monday, December 4th, 2006. Time once again for Living in Sin, the show that bites you in the ass and doesn't apologize for it. Matter of fact, it hopes you kind of enjoyed it. We are once again down a member. This is turning into the longest-running gag in the Synthetica organization, next to the whole Dexter Douglas thing, who is also still not here. Yes, Sanguinus has once again failed to appear in the building. So, once again,
and we're in his house.
Half of the show we had planned goes right out the window. Oh, for the love of God.
Maybe he'll show up.
God doesn't love you.
No, God hates me. God hates fat kids. God torments fat kids. This has been proven.
I've been tormented lately.
God is an evil, evil being. whose only intention is to torment all humanity.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'd like to offer our hearty thanks to our one listener who is currently out there. Hi, listener, whomever you might happen to be.
You are steadfast and determined. Mate, steadfast, that's the word.
Or something like that. So, looking at the docket, well, the initial intro was supposed to be a gag. We did that whole playing the Superman theme when Dexter Douglas returned for the one show he returned for. We were going to do something similar for Sanguinus, but he failed to return. So, yeah, that one goes right out the window. We also had Don't Panic, Useless Xmas Shit, Recent Accomplishments by the Living in Sin Crew, Sitting on a PS3... The Week in Stupid, NBC declares war, and media consumed. So that's what's on the docket for today. What'll actually get talked about, God only knows. So I should introduce my co-hosts who are currently here. Off behind and slightly to the right of me is
the boy
who's eating pizza. Yes, the boy who is eating pizza. And off to my left,
this would be Ashen Warrior,
who is once again filling in, and we once again bow down and thank him heartily. Oh, hell. Okay. Well, and just, normally we try not to talk about behind-the-scenes stuff on the air, and, well, we normally fail miserably at that. But I do want to say we really got to put together a canned show for instances just like this when our crew is not to full speed.
The only problem is we'd be using that canned show
almost
every week.
Every fucking week. Anyway. So what did don't panic. Did you read the article?
I glanced through it
about how our brains are hardwired so that we have the panic reaction before we have the rational reaction.
I didn't completely read the article, but I decided there's a part of that I'm going to rant on anyway.
Okay, well, we can give the short version of that article. This was out of, was it this week's time or was it last week's time?
I believe it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it was a recent issue of Time, the cover story.
December 4. It was this week's.
Oh, okay, so it's this week's. A cover story talking about how we tend to worry about the wrong things. We don't worry about the things that are actually going to harm us. We tend to worry about the more esoteric things. And their conclusion is that half of it is how our brains are hardwired, and half of it is how the media tends to overemphasize certain things. Like, instead of worrying really about things that are going to kill us, like, say, our cholesterol or our lack of exercise or obesity, we worry about things like avian flu, who has killed a whopping nobody. Not a one.
No one here in the United States.
Yes, I guess we should technically throw the in the United States bit in there. I don't actually know about the rest of the world.
The data we have is from 2003.
Because that was the last year that hard data was accumulated and available for. I can almost talk tonight.
Of the 109,277 accidental deaths, 44,757 of them were motor vehicular related.
Yes.
One was a marine animal attack. Translate that as shark attack.
Well, apparently shark attack is the magic word. We've now jumped up to two listeners.
Okay. Shark attack. Okay. Now.
Oh, apparently we are, we're getting some live feedback here. What are we not?
Hello.
Apparently we're.
Am I very loud or very quiet? Okay. Of the...
Half the problem here, Ashen Warrior, is you talk into your mic, then you turn your head.
That would be the problem. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the trick. Here's what we used to do.
Turn that...
Hold the microphone like this. Stick your thumb out like you're hitching a ride.
Okay.
Stick the thumb to your chin, and there you go.
Okay. Now, looking at this, of the total annual deaths in the United States in 2003 were approximately 2.5 million.
Oh, and I do have a slight side comment here. Our second listener, apparently shark attack was not the key word.
Oh, come on. How about bee sting?
Well, the key word is it's Sanguinist, who is currently shackled to a desk doing statistics.
Okay.
So we say a hearty hi!
Hey, and I got keys here. Well, they're not going to do you any good if you're shackled there, are they?
Not so much, no. So we might have
By
to
keys,
do...
keys, do you mean acetylene torch?
Crowbar.
Speaking crowbar and
hacksaw.
Yeah.
So we may have to do stage a daring midnight rescue because I'm not leaving until after Oberon.
Okay. The 2.3 million disease deaths, the disease-related deaths, 13,658. Okay, now the statistics says each one of these is... 200 people, so 200 times that.
Quickly, where's the calculator?
About 26,000.
He's not here.
Where HIV. Then alcohol liver, viral hepatitis, and at the very bottom, the bottom three were measles with one, bird flu, and mad cow
with none.
Zero, yes.
But how much airtime did Mad Cow and Avian Flu get
Mad Cow
between
still gets
then and now?
Mad Cow, oh my gosh, Mad Cow still gets it.
So this ties back into an old favorite theme of the Living in Sin crew.
Paranoia.
Well, no, paranoia isn't a theme. Paranoia is a lifestyle with Living in Sin. I was thinking more along the lines of media responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's the media's job to tell us what we should actually be worried about instead of what's... they choose to.
It's the media's responsibility to report the news, not to make the news.
Yes. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm kind of derailing your rant here, so please.
Well, not really. Not really.
looking at this and looking at of the 2.3 million reported disease-related deaths, HIV, alcohol, liver disease, viral hepatitis were the top three.
Right.
Followed by anemia and asthma. The bottom five were anorexia, which got all kinds of gets all kinds of press play, and bulimia, salmonella, measles, bird flu, and mad cow. Now, the bit that I choose to rant upon is that the sixth leading disease-related cause of death was malnutrition.
Yes.
In the sole remaining superpowered nation...
In the world.
In the world... And I just threw the article away. 6,300 people died of malnutrition.
Yep.
This is a problem.
Yes.
This is a serious problem.
If this country was being run perhaps the way it ought to be, this should not be happening. Okay, now you obviously are going to go on a side here.
Yes.
Please do.
Okay. You don't get malnourished in that short a period of time. This is 2003. This is not 2005 or 2004. This is 2003. This is only 3 years after Democrats left the White House.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, and okay, apparently I need to make a distinction here. I am not making a slam against the Republican Party. I'm making a slam against government in general.
Okay, I completely accept that. You know, there's a real problem. We should not be worrying about the fact that, oh, we're all going to die from bird flu because nobody got bird flu.
Right.
We're all going to, you know, we're all going to die from mad cow.
There was actually another line in there where, depending on what scientist you look at, there was one group of scientists who said there was a 60% chance that it would make the jump from avian to human and be communicable from human to human. Another group said it was less than 10%.
Okay.
This is not a threat, really.
Okay. Well, I haven't read this story.
Huh?
But I am not such a humane person. You know, if you get bird flu, malnourishment's a horrible way to die.
Yes.
Okay. And in the quote-unquote greatest nation on the earth, big quotes, by the way, 6,000 people should not die of malnutrition.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
There's a part of me wondering in that statistic how many are children.
Well, there's a whole nother category of pregnancy and birth. I'm sure that quite a bit of them were children.
Saying that it, I don't want to say stereotypically, but a lot of parenting in this country is fairly bad. And there are a lot of parents who would rather, stereotypically speaking, there are a lot who would rather spend money on themselves than their kids.
I don't think that's going to be a case where somebody's going to die of malnutrition except in the most extreme circumstances.
Well, there is a program here in the United States called WIC.
Yeah.
Women,
yeah.
Infants, and Children. It buys cheese, milk.
The bare essentials.
And they just changed it. They just changed it so that you can buy fresh fruit.
Right, because that's actually kind of useful.
Yes. The problem with this is because they changed it to add fresh fruit to the allowable items, they have to take something else away. They haven't determined what they're going to do yet, but one shouldn't have to decide between milk and fresh fruit for your children.
I agree with you, again. And this falls under the whole, this is a big government issue, not a Democrat, not a Republican issue.
It's a political bureaucratic issue.
Yeah. I mean, there is this little thing. I remember this phrase from somewhere, and I can't quite recall where there was some paper or something written that was describing what the government is supposed to do. And I think the phrase "provide for the general welfare" was in there.
I think you're hallucinating again.
It's possible. It's possible. It might have been retconned out of existence.
I don't know. It must be some ancient text.
I don't know. But I mean, and I know that I know that there are
there's a lot of stigma attached to the word welfare.
Okay.
And I am no politician. I do not have all of the data at my fingertips. Well, then again, that really doesn't make me all that different from the politicians, does it? But I don't know if I should. I'm not qualified to be discussing the issue of welfare until I do a little
bit. No, because you're not stupid and uninformed. Absolutely not. You don't depend on other people to tell you the information that you are spouting. You research it yourself.
Right, but until I do that, I really shouldn't comment a whole lot on it. But I do think that that is half. Why do we pay taxes? It's not to
line somebody's pocket.
It's to build that $1 million bridge to nowhere in Alaska.
Yeah, exactly. This is money that should be spent on the people who need it. And yes, I know there are people who abuse the system, and there's really there are ways around it, but there are
for every security protocol you put into effect risks cutting off people who do need it.
Yes,
absolutely.
I know.
For every one person who abuses the system, there are 10
who don't.
1,000 who don't, who really need this system.
Yes, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that the system needs to go away. I'm just saying it needs to be overhauled. It horrendously badly does it need to be overhauled.
Does that cost of living?
If we take Nancy Pelosi at her word, we're supposed to be getting a minimum wage increase. Come January.
See, that's a whole other issue that I won't rant on.
Oh, no, we've got air.
As a guy who, in one of his jobs, only makes slightly above minimum wage, and who this bump, if it goes to what they're saying it's going to go to, will be making more money, I'm kind of in favor of this, but
all right.
Go ahead.
The problem, in my opinion, with a minimum wage increase.
Okay.
In one of your jobs, you make slightly above minimum wage, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a number. Minimum wage in this state is what?
$5.15.
I'm going to be very blunt and ask you what you make that's barely above minimum wage.
Okay. It's actually a little more than barely above minimum wage. I make six and a quarter.
All right. So you make six and a quarter. Okay. The minimum wage increase that was
proposed
for $7.50. Guess what you've just been reduced to? You've just been reduced to minimum wage, because what's going to happen when they do that?
They'll put me up to $7.50.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
And you'll be making minimum wage.
Which I'm okay with, because now minimum wage is more than I was making before.
But you don't think that manufacturers and you don't think that there's going to be a price increase because of this? Inflationary price increase?
There likely will be.
Okay. So you've reduced yourself to minimum wage. I make $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you increase it to $6.25, $7, you bring me that much closer to the poverty level, because the minimum wage will not put you above the poverty level.
It can't.
Okay,
by definition.
And I believe that there's going to be an inflationary price increase across the board. These people all have more money. Let's raise prices now.
Well, we'll have to burn that bridge when we get there,
I
suppose.
There's a lowering, let's say, CEO, high level. Bring that down a little bit.
Yeah, I again, do not disagree with you on that.
Bring that down a little bit.
There is no reason on God's green earth somebody should be making
six or seven or eight figures to sit on their duff.
I completely agree with that. What I would like to see, however, is a general wage increase. Not the minimum wage, but
just
general wage increase.
But again, wouldn't that also give us this inflationary...
Yes.
That would also pump up the CEO's pay, too.
I understand that. But the fact that as an employee who's been with my business for more than, let's say, 7 years,
uh-huh.
I've worked and scraped and shown myself worthy of the minuscule corporate retail wages that I have earned.
Yes.
If somebody else who is making minimum wage, who is, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm not going to do my job, they're still going to pay me, I'm going to do the very minimum that I can to get away with, who gets that minimum wage increase to 6.25, hasn't earned that 75 cents or the buck or whatever it is that they're going to give him. Whereas When they raise it to 6 1/4, with me at 10, now I've been reduced in pay, effectively.
So you're saying this is going to harm your motivation?
Yes, it's seriously going to harm my motivation, and I do believe that there's going to be a strong inflationary price increase.
Of course, this kind of ties my brain back to the whole welfare thing.
Okay.
I mean, granted, there are going to be assholes who are like, yeah, I'm going to do the bare minimum to get this increase, but I mean, there's also a bunch of people who bust their ass who are in corporations where they're like, no, screw you, we're not giving you any raises.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like a nickel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those people would need that money, and they do bust their ass. I mean, I think it boils down to a problem with management. Management needs to look at these people who are going, yeah, I'm scraping by, and go, if you're not going to put forth the effort, get your ass out.
Well, it's a matter of
supply and demand of employees. As well.
And profit-driven industry.
Yes.
When a company says, well, our mission is to make this place of business the easiest place for someone to shop,
i.e. the capitalist death machine.
Yes. How true can they be to that when they have public stockholders who are demanding, oh, well, I've got to have my 9 cents, not my 6 cents a share increase in profit this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to remember what the actual number was. That this I think it was 0.01%. It was a 0.01% drop in sales from last November. And this sent the market into a spiral.
Yes.
Walmart.
Yes.
Walmart had a 0.01% decrease. That is 0.1%. Admittedly, when you're talking about Walmart, that's 0.1% of billions of dollars. But, guys.
Maybe you should treat your employees better?
Yeah, there is that. That's actually not where I was going with that, but we can riff on that for a second. Because I have known people who have worked for the capitalist death machine. I have somebody who I am related to who works for the capitalist death machine. And, the reason why they can offer you those rock-bottom prices is because they pay their employees dick. They treat their employees like crap. Mm-hmm.
They have a high turnover rate.
When they do have employees to treat like crap. Have you ever walked into the Walmart down here? It's hard to find somebody.
Well, it's not because the lack of people applying for jobs. It's that they don't
hire them.
Yeah, exactly. It's to operate at the barest minimum overhead.
Did you hear that bear over there in the corner?
Yeah, I don't know.
Growling in the cave or something?
Where that thing came from. That was, that was disturbing. Is it, you got a bear in the closet?
It might be. Maybe that's our beer gurgle on over. Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. So, wow, we just totally derailed, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. But that's all what this is all about.
Well, yeah.
Government wage increase, welfare.
I'm backtracking to the topics. The capitalist death machine, treating people like crap. But again, this is how they make their money. And if 1/10 of 1% of this corporate entity was able to send the market into a tailspin, even if it was only for a day, is this striking anybody else as slightly ridiculous?
Misguided?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As an investor in the market,
mm-hmm.
The 0.1% drop in profit, or was it profit or sales?
I believe it was sales.
Okay. From the death machine's total sales, 0.1% really doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
It does in the most extreme in that, well, maybe some of the corporations that I have invested in produce something for the death machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I am fairly certain that the death machine is going to make this profit up in the next 30 days.
Wouldn't surprise me. But I mean, they the main thing was they were using this as their indicator for how the holiday season was going to do. I don't know why they decided to use that, because, I mean, the holiday season begins during the last week of November. When you hit Black Friday, that's the official beginning of the holiday season.
Yes.
And that just, it really does seem to me to be slightly asinine to be facing, that's 1 week. 1 week out of that month, using that as your indicator?
Except that they don't, because they're trying to push it forward I saw Christmas commercials.
October. That's a topic for the holiday special, which is next week. Because we've got a holiday special coming.
We need to put out flyers for that.
The Living in Sin holiday special. Hide the kids, burn the Christmas tree.
I'm all for that.
Eat the fruitcake.
Or
hit somebody in the head with the fruitcake?
Well, you could.
Burn the fruitcake.
And then launch out of a ballista.
No, burn the kids and hide the Christmas tree.
But, yeah, I agree with you completely. They are trying to push the season as far forward as they can. It would not surprise me if within the space of 5 years we start seeing stuff.
Santa Claus on the Beach.
In July.
In July.
I mean, the Christmas in July used to be a phrase because it's like, yes, you've got half a year until Christmas, so we're going to throw some kitschy little sale and we'll call it Christmas in July. No, soon it's going to be it's Christmas in July because they start putting the shit out in July.
Yep, I completely agree.
Oh, but this is just small, minor, little, tiny sore point for me, just in case you can't tell, guys.
Oh, no, the bean popping in the forehead didn't give it away or anything.
Bring me the head of Bill O'Reilly and his war on Christmas. Show you a culture warrior, bitch. Anyway, like I said, save that for the holiday special.
All right.
Well, though, I guess this does go into a nice segue here if we actually can talk about this next topic, which would be the useless Christmas items. Did you actually pull anything out of those catalogs?
No, I have nothing to input on this at the moment. However, I may pull something out of the depths of the dark caves that are my mind.
Because I didn't even get a chance to look at the Neiman Marcus catalog or the, was it the Bed Bath & Beyond, or was it something else?
There was two Neiman Marcus and one Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to look at those, which, I can blame myself on this one because I spent the time making crappy pizza.
Hey, it was good.
There's an old phrase that there's no such thing as bad pizza or bad sex. If we're going to equate the two, this pizza was the equivalent of masturbating in a public bathroom stall. Sorry, that's...
George Michael's liked it.
Thank you.
George Michael's?
Thank you.
For such and such pizza.
Boy, you made DeLarco blush.
No, that's not
yes,
blushing.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking about him and his blue jeans.
Gotta have faith. So, yeah, okay.
If Faith is a stripper from Vegas, sure.
Actually, I've known a Faith or two in my day, and, it wouldn't have been so bad.
See?
Okay, so much for useless Christmas shit. I don't know if anybody other than me is going to have something in this next segment, which is the recent accomplishments for the Living in Sin crew.
No, you're the only
box. Yes,
research for the show.
If one of our listeners happens to be the captain out there, we can once again apologize, saying, dude, sorry.
I got to put Windows 98 in that box, and then I got to make sure that we can find a copy of Skype that works on 98, because that machine is far too old for anything newer.
Do we have access to anything
newer?
Yeah.
For $249.
That's a little out of my price range at the moment.
Same here.
The machine you were trying to get prepped for Hot Rod, would that
work?
That will
go to Hot Rod once I get it running.
We can borrow it for a couple of weeks?
It's his Christmas present now, if I get it working by then.
No, I gave him the Superman Returns DVD for Christmas.
Yeah, I told him a couple, last time we went to the bar with him, oh yeah, I just got to test it, make sure it powers on, and it's all yours.
And by the way, we're fairly safe, he's not listening, and, well, I actually already gave it to him anyway, because I figured he'd want to see it.
Oh, well.
But, so you've got no recent accomplishments?
Well, none that I'm going to discuss ahead of your recent accomplishment.
Oh, sounds like just kind of buying time to fill air because we're only halfway through the show.
I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, yeah, that's an accomplishment. You did not kill anyone.
Out of the whole fiasco with the infinite notebooking, no email, everybody mail.
Yeah, see, if I were in the mood for it, I'd launch into that whole the whole skit about... Did you kill anyone this week?
No.
Did you try to kill anyone this week?
Yes.
But okay, so I guess I'm up with my recent accomplishment. I imagine.
I do have one.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I finished the new Bruce Campbell book.
Ah, Make Love
the Bruce Campbell Way.
That's good. I also decided, yes, everything in this book is entirely true, except for the stuff that's made up.
Good book.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell is one of my personal heroes, so I need to borrow that from you at some point.
I don't want to have anything to do with chainsaw sex.
No chainsaws involved. Matter of fact, it says there in the tagline, Bruce, don't call me Ash Campbell.
I understand.
Right. But, yeah, I got to borrow that at some point.
You'll like it.
Yeah. Of course, I also got to borrow If Chains Could Kill from someone, too.
I don't have that one.
Or, you know, better yet, I could just go buy my own fucking copy of it.
Well, there is that, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not a cheap bastard. I'm a broke bastard.
Oh, I understand that. Believe me, I understand that well.
Believe me, there are millions of things I'd love to be buying right now. Because I am a little sheep consumer in my heart.
So you're one of those people who would buy all that useless shit they want to buy.
Oh, no. Well, not that useless shit. I was about to say, I don't buy useless shit. But I do. Buy the truckload.
I've seen pictures of the Largo Cave.
I think we need to box up half the Largo Cave and put new stuff up.
It's a thought, because I actually, my cup runneth over. I've got stacks sitting on the floor. I should actually take pictures and post that, because it's actually... Remember the warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes.
Vaguely like that.
We take out what's in that closet now, reduce them in, say, green containers like you have in the other room,
uh-huh.
And we can use them to stack better in there.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. And I can steal your exercise bike.
That's very true. And
I need one.
I'd use it more at your house than I do at mine.
There you go.
Okay, that's a thought. Well, now that we've bored our listeners with planning our personal lives, I guess we can get back to the stuff we should be talking about.
And then for the oral sex.
Dude.
Not from me.
I was going to say.
No.
Well,
how many listeners do we have?
We're down to two again.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm glad you're here.
Slap them in the head. Tell them to listen.
And, well, once again, we can also do this because I'm sure one of them is still sanguinist. But for our other listener, whomever you might be, do drop us a line at largo621@hotmail.com. That is LARGO621@hotmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you got something you'd like us to talk about, please, God, give us some help.
Don't think. Feel.
Go ahead, do it. You do the other line. No, the other line.
No, I'm done.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm done.
Because if you, pointing, listening to heavenly glory. Okay.
So, for
it's
the
moon, though.
Fifth
no,
time
tomorrow night.
Trying to move into this.
Oh.
I'm sure I've mentioned previously on the broadcast that I've been working on the NaNoWriMo project, which is the National Novel Writing Month thing. The month of November has been designated National Novel Writing Month. The goal of this is to write a 50,000-word novel between the 1st and the 30th of the month. I managed to pull this off with 9 minutes to spare. At 9 minutes to midnight, I submitted my manuscript, and I made it.
And now is it going to be printed and or published?
I doubt it highly, but it will at least be edited and disseminated to those who wish to look at it. Dex had expressed some interest in having a copy of it after I edit it. Well, actually, he expressed interest in having a copy, and I said you can have one after I edit it. So I'm sure it'll pop up on the Synthetica site, so it will be available to our... two or three listeners.
I'm sure there are more than two or three who go to the Synthetica site.
Yeah, but like I said, I had posted excerpts on my journal, so there are bits of it floating about out there, although it's been
naughty bits. Well, yes, actually there are.
But no, not really. But some of those bits have been substantially altered since they were posted, so if you happen to look at any of those, well, there will be a reason to look at them again. So this is a little bit of ego stroking on my own part. I actually managed to do this. I tried it last year. I crapped out about halfway through. So this year I did it. Go me. Applause.
50,000 words
in 1 month.
In 1 month.
This novel ended up dominating a good portion of my free time. I still managed to make it out to a movie or two. I still managed to hang out with my friends a little bit. But by and large, all the time I would have normally been spending reading or drawing or taking pictures or whatever, it all went to writing this damn thing, and it's done.
Well, you've got it done.
I'm not sad that it's over. I'm not disappointed that I did this, or Have another bit of energy drink, Largo, because you're just totally rambling right now.
Well, that's okay, because we got half an hour to go.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed that it's over, but I'm very glad that I did it. So there's a... I've still got half a can here. Right.
The lad is making calliope noises in the background and sort of jumping to the kitchen. Which
yes,
is
but at least he's not doing the... what was the phrase... Six-year-old fairy princess striptease. Yes, and I'm glad we're managing to avoid that.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah. He yells from the back.
I'll tell you what. I've got a big old chunk of wood back there that I'm going to wham you with if you don't shut the hell up about George Michaels, okay?
It could be a Don Johnson milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the music video for Heartbeat?
On that note, next topic. Next topic. Sitting on a PS3, wasting money. How many people are currently sitting on eBay, sitting on their PS3s, because people just aren't spending that much money on them?
Something like 3,000?
Yeah. And
we should do a check right now.
We could.
We should.
Let's
be accurate.
Completely unaware of this information.
eBay, for one, made a maximum amount you can charge for one. First time ever I think they've done that.
Yeah, because there were people asking like $2,000 or more.
This is the thing that went on sale like 2 weeks ago?
On the 17th, yes.
Okay.
And there was the mad killing your grandmother and beating people with a dead cat to get. Yes.
Running into a telephone pole.
Or being run into telephone poles.
Yes.
Getting
because
shot.
Because assholes figured they could make some money.
Mm,
you can actually go out and buy a Wii right now.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, with Sony only producing something, I think the finished number was 200,000, if that,
of
their initial run they wanted to have out.
Okay. Looking at the write-up here, 10,825 items found for PS3. This one sitting at $920 plus $50 shipping. This one sitting at $810. This one, $790. This one, oh, yeah, $5,900. Nobody's bidding on that one. Go figure.
There's three of them.
Oh, it's three? Okay. Well, that makes it slightly more. No, actually, it doesn't.
Even stupider.
Yeah.
$6,000 on three PSPs.
Now, looking at a bunch of these, I am seeing no bids, no bids, no bids, no bids. There's one here with eight bids on it, but it's only sitting at $710. So that's not
minor markup.
Minor markup. Nine bids, $701.
It's a game.
Yeah. People are not making the massive amounts of money they expected to on this system. And I, for one, want to point and laugh and say, ha! Good for you, dicks! Because we actually know someone who knows someone who went through the trouble of trying to acquire a PS3 for sales purposes. And
worst pickup line ever afterward.
Well, yeah, but we won't get into that.
Oh, we should.
Well, we could, because I guess that
there's no names.
This person has enough anonymity that I don't think that he or she would mind terribly. The person who got the pickup line, not the person who delivered it. But this individual cannot move this PS3. He or she picked it up for retail, $640, and they cannot move it. And they picked this up for the express purpose of trying to resell it. There was no thought whatsoever to keeping it for themselves or, you know, giving it as gift, whatever. But, this person made the statement of, I was sitting out in line for how many hours was it?
48.
Well, I was sitting out in line for 48 hours. I only thought of you! Needless to say, the recipient of this pickup line promptly creeped out.
Because it's not like they were giving it to them.
Yeah, they're just... See, there are times where lines
I crossed the desert on my hands and knees, you know, to retrieve whatever item it was you lost, and I was thinking only of you.
See, it's still a little creepy, but that's a point where it might be appropriate for this. If this situation had nothing to do with the person receiving the pickup line, but...
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess in their mind it was some case of eternal hardship, and to keep themselves sane and boistered, they thought only of them.
Yeah.
Like, I was in prison for 37 years for a crime I did not commit.
And
I
only thought of you.
Even that was kind of creepy. It's like, dude, you got this other dude in your cell who is pounding you like a thing of bacon. You're thinking of somebody else.
Ow.
Okay, you know, I so didn't need to go there. Thank you. Thank you ever
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Dick.
I bring funny. This might not be the funny you want.
Oh, I also bring shorts. Those are yours. You left them
Ooh.
At home.
Cool.
These are the red ones over on my counter. What's the
Chinese takeout? Once again, to clarify, he and I are brothers, okay?
Yes, my mother's home is where I left them.
But yes, so I want to point at this individual and laugh heartily at them. Not necessarily because of the pickup line, but, well, okay, that's part of it.
I'll give him $580 for it.
Well, Sanguinus had actually bettered your offer. He said he'd give $605. So we'll have to
give him 600 in tax.
Ooh, we'll have to pass that offer along, see if we can actually manage to score the synthetic organization at PS3.
Oh,
wait a
my
minute.
God.
Whether Sanguinus or I gets it doesn't matter. It's still in the organization. Sanguinus can have it.
You hear that, Sanguinus? It's all yours, baby. Okay, anyway. I guess that's it for sitting on the PS3s. There was a point Sanguinus had wanted to make about market economics tying into that. But he's not here.
Slack ass.
I guess I'm sure there's no slack involved. He's chained to a desk. He's trying to break free. There's no slack at all.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. All right, so I guess that kicks us over to the Week in Stupid. I would normally be playing the Week in Stupid theme song, but every time I play it, it causes our show to skip horrendously. So we're just going to skip the theme music and move directly into the Week in Stupid. Mm-hmm. This week's Week in Stupid. There was three young boys, teenagers, I think somewhere around the age of 14 or 15, who were out in the city of Columbus, Ohio, egging cars. Apparently, one person was less than thrilled to have their SUV egged, who then turned the SUV around, started chasing the boys down. Now, that's bad enough. But what happened after that was even worse, because the driver of this SUV pulled out a gun, shot, and killed one of them. So, yes, a 14-year-old boy is dead because he was egging cars. The SUV then promptly turned around, took off, and the police found it, I think, 2 miles away from where the shooting happened. But unless the vehicle was stolen, that's really not going to be a very effective way to hide your identity.
The police. So who are you awarding the Week in Stupid to?
There's no individual who gets the Week in Stupid here. It's the whole situation.
Okay.
I mean, the boys for doing something that dumb to begin with. I mean, every kid does stupid vandalism things. That's just part of
we
being
all
a
did.
Kid. But, yeah. There's this thing,
my own home.
There's this thing called appropriate response. I'll even go so far as to say...
not an appropriate response.
Oh, come on!
Now,
I'm
here. When I told Sanguinus about this story yesterday, his only comment was, just goes to show. An armed society... it's a polite society.
That is very true.
You can get a lot more with a gun. You get a gun and a smile than you can with just a smile.
Absolutely.
But, yes. So that, ladies and gentlemen, was our Week in Stupid.
Okay.
And we really, once again, just going off on show things that need to be done after the show, but we're still going to talk about them on the show anyway because we still have 15 minutes to fill. We really, really, really need to work on the rig to actually get the music just piped directly into the...
it's not that hard. We need a port that goes into there and plugs into a frickin' iPod.
Then if it's not that hard, why haven't we done it?
It costs money.
Oh. Never mind.
Well, I have a local Weekend Stupid winner or nominee if
please.
You were interested. The community that I live in, which will remain nameless, and which the show takes place in, has been recently having, okay, they've had in the past, I would say, month, two hit-and-run incidents.
Yes.
The first one, the gentleman was cruising through downtown, unknown town.
The downtown area.
At approximately 60 miles an hour.
Now, it's important to point out, there are numerous stoplights and crosswalks.
There are seven along the stretch of highway that he was traveling.
Yes. And there are times so that you cannot get more than two through before hitting another red.
Exactly. He hit two young gentlemen, threw one about 4 feet into the ground, which was the one, the young gentleman who passed away,
mm-hmm.
threw the other one 230 feet,
oh,
half a block.
My God.
Half a block.
What was this individual driving?
Car, like a Continental.
Okay, so this wasn't like an SUV or something.
No,
it's
just a car.
Just a car.
Just a car. Just a car. He is being charged with DUI and reckless. He's not going to get out of jail.
One would hope not. I mean, good God. We've already established that this is a college town. We have talked about
yes.
the fact this is a college town. It boggles my mind here because unless even when the students are on break, you still have pedestrian traffic.
There's never not a period when there aren't students here.
Yes, because there are still
even
people locals here.
Even when you have the Christmas break, you have the Thanksgiving break, the spring break, where everybody goes, oh, my God, I'm leaving town.
You still have people here.
There are still people and kids who go, oh, my God, I'm fucking poor. I'll stay here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, just the thought of anybody doing this, even during a break, but let alone during class time.
Uh-huh.
They're also not intelligent if they're getting that fucking liquored up and getting behind the wheel.
Okay. Well, do we know how liquored up this person was?
0.2425, which is pretty damn liquored up. Now, this is not the weekend stupid local nominee. The weekend stupid local nominee is this past Saturday morning.
Yes.
About 2 miles out of town by our local Your Build It Center.
Uh-huh.
A young woman was driving an SUV and hit someone.
Okay.
And killed them.
Okay.
Did not kill them. The person is in critical condition. But then drove. Oh, I want to know. This young lady hit this person very close to in town.
Uh-huh.
And then drove 2 miles to the YBC Your Build It Center parking lot, pulled the car over, and then left the scene. And the police later found her, and it's reported that she was found to be all soaking wet, like she had been in the water. And the story the young lady told the police was, well, she was trying to get back to the scene and wound up in the local stream. She is also going to be charged with driving while under the influence,
uh-huh.
and vehicular assault, and perhaps
leaving the scene of an accident.
Leaving the scene of an accident, which means that she will never get her license back.
No, oh my God.
She is the weekend stupid nominee from me because there are two streams there. One is actually a stream; the other is sort of an intake and an outlet for
uh-huh.
the sewage disposal plant
yeah.
for this community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it out, guys.
God. Right. So, there was another PS3-related story that I was going to talk about that actually slipped my brain. This one I just saw earlier today.
Okay.
College student. I can't remember what city this was in. Accused of robbing a guy, stealing his PlayStation 3, taking it back to his apartment. Well, the cops figured out who this guy was, came pounding on the door. Kid would not answer the door. So the police entered forcibly. Kid had a controller in his hand. Cops mistook it for a gun. Shot and killed him.
Aw, too bad. So sad. Okay, did I lose you? Did I say that? Oh, did I lose humanity there? Oh, sorry, guys.
Well, it's just, once again, there's plenty of blame to spread around on this one. Because, I mean, again, I know you're coming down on the side of the cops on this one, and I'm having a very
Every
hard
time.
Time not agreeing with you a little bit, because, again, if the kid would just answered the door, nothing bad would have happened. The guy, because this was a two-man robbery, the cops had already taken his partner on Saturday. If the kid would have just answered the door, he'd have been arrested. That's it. And again,
now he's dead.
Now he's dead, because he was stupid. Now, and again, maybe overreaction a little bit on the part of the cop, maybe not.
Because again, I don't know what does a PS3 controller look like.
You want to see?
Yes, I want to see.
Move your butt.
Okay, getting out of the command chair,
Mr. Sulu.
Help me,
Spock.
Captain's log.
Half the ship has fallen off, and I've lost my toupee.
I'm not wearing pants.
Pants.
So yes.
A minute.
I have pants on. Well, okay.
You have sweatpants on.
Hot sweatpants.
Ew.
Sorry, this is the verbal equivalent of doing a soft shoe while he's typing.
Absolutely.
We're trying to fill
dead air. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because dead air sucks. Oh, does it?
Yeah. Ow, what was that?
That was dead air sucking.
Ah, yes.
Okay, a PS3 controller looks vaguely like a PS2
controller.
PS2 controller.
It's silver.
Well, if one holds it like this...
I can see where the confusion could have set in. Okay.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, did you just kill us?
No, it's just the...
Sony sucks.
Somebody's post on this website just Sony sucks about 500
now,
times.
Now, grant you, if it had been the old version of the controller...
The one that looks like a Batarang?
Yeah.
Well, could it not have been the old version of the controller?
They never produced it.
Yeah, it never shipped.
Okay.
It's too ridiculous.
All right.
Admittedly, though, stylistically, I kind of like that one better, but that's just because I'm a Batman fan. I want me a Batarang controller.
I understand.
But yeah, it looks like the standard DualShock controller, except there's no DualShock in it.
Right, because their vibration system has been turned off.
And it's kind of interesting as to why that occurred.
Why did that occur?
There's a company that produced the DualShock technology for them. I forget the name of it right now.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. But that company basically ran this rigmarole against Sony saying, oh, you took our patented technology, even though we sold it to you, and you're doing it against our will, and yada, we're putting a lawsuit on you. So for the PS3, I said, fuck you. I'm not paying you shit. We'll make our own damn controller.
Wow. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot a little bit there.
It's all about...
getting royalties for every controller that was produced.
And it's pretty damn tough to play a game with no
controller. Controller, yeah.
Ooh, hey, you know, a thought just occurred to me.
What's that?
We don't have a closing theme for tonight.
Well, we might.
You think you can go acquire us one?
Acquire
one. We're easing up.
Dangerously close.
Easing up on the end of the show here.
Okay,
we got about 9 minutes.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding. What do we have left to talk about? Well, we have NBC declaring civil war in Iraq, which, again, this is our political branch, and I don't necessarily know if I want to fill the last 9 minutes up with that. Or we can kick over to media consumed. Do you have any media consumed, boy?
Media consumed.
Just like we left it with the U.S. on top.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got anything?
Other than World of Warcraft?
Not much. Would you like to talk about WoW?
WoW. Actually, WoW is much more forgiving than any other MMORPG I've ever played in my life.
Clarify, please.
Oh, look, I died. Oh, look, I really didn't lose anything because I can walk over and get my body as a ghost.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Then again, this is a game that swallows people's souls. So.
No, FF swallows souls, because that's where you're like, oh, wait, to get to level, 52, I need to spend 18 days straight playing.
Okay, so you're saying that World of Warcraft is...
There are people who have gotten the max level in World of Warcraft in, I think, something like 15 days.
Oh, well, okay then. That's not so bad.
Well, those are people who have no life and do absolutely nothing but sit on...
Or they're people who have a very large chunk of corporate-funded vacation time, and they just sit down and do nothing other than that. Of course, those are people who probably don't have significant others or friends.
Who have no life.
Yeah, now, having never played an MMORPG and never really intending to...
If there was one you would have played, it probably would have been City of Heroes.
Yes, I've heard that from several people. And, oh, come on, you know me. Which one do you think I'd have been playing?
Villain.
No, I wouldn't. No.
I'd have been a villain.
I'm the guy getting a fucking Superman tattoo. Okay, so.
Man, Secret Lab and all that shit?
Sorry, I'm not Bond villain material.
Secret Fortress of Solitude, baby.
Yes.
Now, the heroes have, like, the Justice Hall. You know, you have all the...
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice...
turn into...
No Wonder Twin powers activating in this room, please.
It's the Olsen Twins! Run!
Olsen Twin powers activate.
Yeah, okay. So that's what you got for a while?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
Pretty good. Good experience for, you know, not killing stuff sometimes, too.
Hey, that's unusual.
Yeah, isn't it? Story-driven EXP? Holy shit.
Who would have thunk it?
Exactly.
Boy, what were the Wonder Twins' secret names?
No.
What were the Wonder Olsen Twins' names? Anorexia and Sleazoid, or what?
Could be. And real quick, like, because
I turn to sleep with anything that moves.
I'll throw anything up that I eat immediately.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to my media consume. Get that microphone out of my ear, dick.
Better than getting his dick out of your microphone.
I do have to concede that point.
I'll be back.
Anyway, I finally had a chance to see something I've been waiting for years. They just released Richard Donner's cut of Superman 2 on DVD.
Yes, they have.
Now, unfortunately, Donner only got a chance to film about 80% of what he had originally intended to film. So the other 20% of the film, they still had to use Richard Lester's stuff. And you can tell. You really can tell. Because
it's that bad, huh?
It's not that it's... Okay, it is that those bits... Compared to Donner's stuff, those bits are bad.
It's that different, huh?
Especially because most of the stuff where it's really, really obvious is dealing with General Zod and Ursa and Non. Because in the Dick Donner stuff, they are actually threatening. They are serious. They're heavy. In the Lester stuff, it's the camp.
Fairly comedic, yes.
Yeah, so, and listening to the commentary Donner is doing while we're watching the movie, because, you know, that's one of the nice things that this does have, a commentary with Dick Donner. And you can tell the stuff that Lester filmed actually hurts him. It physically hurts him to watch this. I mean, because they had actually invited him to take a look at the film back when it was first filmed, because there was the option, Dick, you filmed some of this movie, do you want your name on this film? And he said, I want to see it first. He watched the first 5 minutes of it and walked out. Because to him, it was that bad.
It was that camp, huh?
And the thing is, I remember watching Superman 2 as a kid and actually liking the movie a whole lot. I mean, because this was the first movie we ever actually saw real, you know, superhero stuff. Because, I mean, you had guys throwing buses around.
Absolutely.
City blocks getting trashed.
Absolutely.
And as a kid, that was fucking great. I rewatched it again when they released it on DVD the first time 3 years ago.
I don't remember.
And it really surprised me how well Superman 1 aged and how poorly Superman 2 did.
Suck-o-licious.
Yeah, I mean, there were still bits of it that I liked, and it unsurprisingly turns out those are the bits that Dick Donner filmed. But on the whole, Superman 2 did not age well at all.
No.
So actually getting a chance to see it as originally conceived by Dick Donner, the stuff that he filmed with Marlon Brando, it changes the dynamic of the film so much because it's a continuation of the first film.
Yes.
The main focus of that film was the relationship between Kal-El and Jor-El. And just actually getting a chance to see that stuff was fantastic. Now, like I said, it's a little jarring when you go from the Dick Donner stuff to the Lester stuff, and there's really no way around that because you can't cut all of it out. The film won't make sense anymore. But so much of the stupidity of Superman 2 gets cut out in this version. I really, really do recommend it to anybody who is actually a fan of these films. One caveat I got to point on here, though. The ending to Superman 1, where he turns the world back, stops time.
Yes.
That was actually originally conceived to be the ending for Superman 2. Warner Brothers wanted it bumped up to Superman 1 because they figured that was the biggest effect they had in the two films.
Okay.
So Superman 2 ends with the Donner cut ends with him turning back time again.
Right.
Superman 1 was not supposed to end with that. So do bear that in mind when you see the film for the first time, because otherwise you're going to go, oh, my God, they're pulling that trick again.
Okay, so it was...
Superman 1 was supposed to end with him throwing that one missile out into space,
The other missile blows up. He's supposed to save Lois rather than having Lois die. And the missile out in space blows up, knocks out the Phantom Zone thingy, and the three Kryptonians are supposed to be free, flying toward Earth, and that was supposed to be your cliffhanger.
That's where the cliffhanger's at. Okay.
Okay, we got just about enough time to do our final song here. This is apparently the grand finale by Styx. This was Living in Sin. Hope you enjoyed.
Night.
Yeah, as soon as the song comes up. As soon as the song comes up. Yep. Soft you. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. This is not the song we want. This is the song we want. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Kneel before Zod!